This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. New York City likes to see itself as capital of the art world. Part of the infrastructure that supports this are the museums. So are the many galleries that tend to cluster. This boosts local neighborhoods until galleries have to move when leases expire with prices going up. Over the years, New York's gallery districts have included Midtown, Soho, Chelsea, and now Lower Manhattan's Tribeca. Trina Menino looked into the economic dynamic of galleries coming and going.
In 2010, Stefania Bortolami moved her gallery to a former warehouse in Chelsea after 5 years in another space in the neighborhood. Art galleries helped gentrify Chelsea over the next decade, and eventually, the gallery's building was redeveloped into office spaces. So, Bortolami was forced to look elsewhere.
And one thing that I noticed is on the ground floor, in this particular area of Tribeca, there was nothing. It was really kind of empty.
Bortolami remembers only about 8 galleries in the area when she first moved to Tribeca in 2017. Currently, there's around 60. Now, crowds of art collectors and tourists weave through Tribeca's cobblestone streets.
Are you familiar with this artist?
No, but I like the fact that it looks so...
Jonathan Travis is the real estate guy behind Tribeca's gallery migration. He's leased to 35 galleries, and he lists the reasons why many are attracted to the area.
The architecture, the economics, the subway accessibility, the old school neighborhood New York feel.
But now that the pandemic is over and the neighborhood is popping, there are fewer deals on rent. Still, James Fuentes is moving his gallery from the Lower East Side later this year. His rent here is almost twice as much, but he's getting more space, and he predicts that business will double.
So that rent increase is totally worth it.
But not everyone has been able to capitalize on the Tribeca boom. One of the neighborhood's earliest adopters has already had to leave. Sound familiar? Magdalena Sawan co-founded Postmasters, which sells digital art like video and NFTs. They can't compete for rent with the bigger galleries.
They can afford that much easier than us with our price points and with our program.
After almost 10 years in Tribeca, Postmasters had to leave last year. But that wasn't the first time that the gallery had to move in its 38-year history. It's also called the East Village, Soho, and Chelsea home. And now?
We essentially work nomadically.
Even though the gallery doesn't have a long-term lease, Sawan believes good art can survive any space, maybe even any location. In New York, I'm Trina Menino for Marketplace.